your year of independence.
The drilling ban will stay. That's what the feds said to the so-called Steele Commission. In the meantime, a court blocked Obama's stem cell regulations, and boy, we've only scratched the surface. And oh yeah, Tiger Woods and his wife are officially divorced. I think we're all over the whole Tiger Woods saga. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. It's Water Cooler Buzz is its best, the overnight highway we like to call it, as we cruise through the nooks and crannies of the strange things on the day. You can comment on anything. Throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's start first with WikiLeaks and this crazy news, because we had Christina, who listens to us in Sweden in the morning, because it would be morning in Sweden, of course, but when we're on the air, the early hours, getting ready for work and whatnot. So she was asking us, have you heard what's going on in Sweden? And of course, there were all these accusations about Julian Assange, who is the founder of WikiLeaks, and some serious rape allegations, supposedly. Well, now, because there's talk that this was just a wild witch hunt, Swedish prosecutors felt compelled to defend themselves in their handling of this rape allegation against the founder of WikiLeaks. They said they made no mistakes. They had to issue an arrest warrant and then withdrew it a day later because of the process. They say an on-call prosecutor issued that arrest warrant for Assange late on Friday, only to see it pulled the next day by another prosecutor who said there were no grounds to suspect him of rape. So there was new material that they had somehow gotten, and that's what he was talking about with the prosecutor. So, witch hunt, not a witch hunt. Bottom line is, he was in Sweden last week. He was looking for legal protection for the website, which upset, naturally, the Obama administration because they published thousands of leaked documents. They humiliated the government. They humiliated the folks at the Pentagon. Because it was, you know, 92,000 and counting. There's still more documents that will be pushed. And this was all about what was really happening in Iraq and Afghanistan. And despite all of these warnings from the Pentagon that they could endanger American soldiers or even the Afghanistan helpers, WikiLeaks is saying, baloney. We're going to black out the names and we're going through it piece by piece by piece, and that's it. So he is a secretive guy. There's no question about it. What the founder of WikiLeaks constantly attests to is, look, if you are revealing things of big corporations or governments and you are getting documentation and you are putting it there on the World Wide Web, you don't think you're going to be a target. So the crazy thing is he's still under suspicion of this other crime of molestation, which in Sweden it doesn't lead to an arrest warrant, in this case anyway, because molestation covers a plethora of things under their law, which would include inappropriate physical contact with another adult. And that can mean fines or a year in prison. So he says the allegations have no basis whatsoever, as he Twittered it, and said the motives behind them should be called into question. So the Swedish have their dander up. They're upset and saying that they have nothing to do with this, and it's absurd. And certainly there's no ties to the U.S. There's no dirty tricks. There's nothing about that. Now, for his part, he's saying that he's been warned that there may be other things coming. So isn't this interesting? You have WikiLeaks, the founder, saying, look out, we're going through every document and we're going to publish more because the American people need to know. And then you have these warnings that are hitting him on the head, that he's saying he's been warned about all kinds of traps, including sex traps. And he just once again reconfirmed that he didn't have sex with anyone without the full consent of both parties, and saying that it's unbelievable the things that are unfolding, because it's hard to not think that there are ulterior motives, which infuriated the Swedish. They're furious. saying it's ridiculous. If there is a complaint, they follow through. They thought they had the information, the evidence. Then there were other things that came forward, period. End of story. Now, as much as WikiLeaks will continue to be in the news, I kind of think this story is going to die off a little bit. Because it's, we go back to my where there's smoke, there's fire. If there is a link to something else, then that would have to be uncovered. And who better to uncover it than WikiLeaks themselves? And trust me, he'll scream it to the highest, you know, off the highest hills if there is somebody that it can be traced to that trumped the whole thing up. Wow. This isn't trumped up. There is definitely a movement to stop the building of a mosque near Ground Zero. You have the governor and the archbishop, got to have the Catholics weigh in, who are talking about the issue, and a slew of other politicos in between, and the people themselves and the families of the victims, those that were killed on 9/11. Now, mark your calendars, because this isn't going away either. And 9/11 is almost upon us. I mean, we're talking about a couple of weeks, and that anniversary is happening. That's that anniversary, which, by the way, Mrs. Obama and Mrs. Bush apparently both are planning tributes somewhere, maybe in New York. I think it's supposed to be in New York right there on the day on 9/11. And I'm wondering if there's going to be something else happening, other rallies that could get pretty heated. Let's hope they quell that for a day that focuses just on what's going on. The crazy thing about the eggs and whether or not they're tainted, that continues to soar. When I say it continues to soar, the amount of eggs that we're talking about, the recall just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So now you have restaurants getting involved and saying whether or not they would use certain eggs for the fear that all these people they're serving up, especially in breakfast spots, for the fear that all the people they're serving could end up with salmonella poisoning. Because now you've got 550 million eggs in 22 states. So the conversation turns to the food supply again and the vulnerability of our food supply. And how did this happen? Have you seen a note at your grocery store? Are you concerned about eating eggs? And what the FDA, the commissioner of the FDA is saying, we don't know exactly how the contamination got into the chicken population, into the egg population. We're not even sure the extent of the recall that's actually necessary even to protect consumers. That's how this thing is rolling out. Because originally it was a much smaller recall and it's just continued to get bigger. This certainly has to be the largest egg recall that we've ever had. And it is pretty scary. Because how many states and how many different carriers is it actually spread to? There might be, they're calling them sub recalls over the next couple of days because they're trying to figure out the network of distribution. I think that's what's the complicated part here. And who's got the eggs? How many different people are carrying them? Anyway, if you're concerned about the eggs, I want to hear from you. I'm just curious. Are you skipping the eggs? I know we said that last time around. I said this, I'm a huge egg eater, but I gotta tell you, after hearing this today, I think I might skip the eggs for a couple of weeks. How about you? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House House Foods, Seychelles and Verkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCNRadio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Throw the blunder of the day out right here from the get-go on America Tonight. You know, we were just talking about the egg recall and the FDA, frankly, admitting there's just no way to know where it came from and how big it's going to get because of all the distributors along the line. There's so many different companies. It's just like go to your supermarket and look at all the eggs and see the different brands. And I did that today. I went to a big supermarket called Tom Thumb, which some of you might be familiar with. It's a big southern chain. And I counted 8 different what they would call distributors. So tracing the eggs, I can see why it would be tough to do. But it's very scary to think that, wow, how many other things exist in the chain that are just like that? Giving us more reasons to eat better, right? To make your own garden, to grow your own food. Seriously. But eggs, I'm an egg fan. I was raised on, you know, eggs and mixing in them with one day cereal, one day oatmeal, whatever. And of course, all of us are, or at least some of us are fleeing from the muffins because one muffin has a crazy amount of calories in it. So everybody trying to eat healthier. A lot of people eat eggs or egg whites. Egg whites would be a different story. Probably there you'd be safe if you're getting those cartons of, you know, the egg whites that you get that you pour. I'm assuming that's completely safe. It's different than the eggs that we're talking about. But I believe that this is going to grow even bigger. Well, this continued to grow and spread like a cancer for Tiger Woods. It was last Thanksgiving when the story broke about Tiger Woods and all the women that he was fooling around with either one-night stands or people he was juggling or whatever, and it all stemmed from the crazy middle-of-the-night car crash outside of his house, which started his life unraveling with all these revelations that he was really cheating on his wife, not just one woman or a girlfriend on the side, but just a ton of women. So since that time, and in way less than a year, that divorce now final officially today, this is what I said. I mean, it is definitely the blunder of the week, but it's the who cares blunder of the week, because they were, you know, this is just a super couple. They were married for 6 years, and the sad part is that they have two kids, one that's three and one that's one, who won't want for anything, but they're not going to have both of their parents. So this sex scandal cost him millions of dollars in corporate endorsements, forced him to take time away from the game, what was it, like 5 months, and a couple of months in therapy. But here's the key, now he's free. I mean, now, no matter what, he can do whatever he wants to do, and nobody's really going to care now because he's a single guy. So it's just, they may show pictures of his girlfriends or women or whatever, but it's done. It's over with. And here's the part, and the only reason I brought it up on the show, because the money thing became such a big part of the story, that she was going to get $750 million and all these other things, and then she had to promise not to write a tell-all book. Well, I have a source that's close to somebody, we'll say, that had something to do with the workings of this whole divorce thing, and said it was really, it's kind of exaggerated, those numbers were inflated, that when it all came down to it, it's boiled down to really about $150 million. Yeah, $150 million, which still is a lot of money, but that's a lot different than saying $750 million. So that's the boo. Isn't that the boo of the week? The blunder and the boo combined, I think. Yeah. Boo. He's gone. It'll just roll out. Like I said, it's done. It doesn't matter. If he goes on, wins a bunch of other tournaments 10 years from now, it's just another footnote. You can Google it, and his children will be able to Google it, and it goes down as a big-time scandal. But other than that, at this point now, it doesn't matter. But how quickly they got divorced. And remember, there was all that PR spin that they were releasing in the beginning that they were going to stay together, and, yeah, that wasn't happening. Yeah, not so. All right, let's get back to some of the more serious things that enrage us these days across the nation. I already mentioned the egg recall. It doesn't enrage us. It just scares the crap out of us because it makes you think about the food supply. Does. That's when you sit up and start to take note. Let's see. Okay, first we had the spinach thing. And, yeah, remember the fast food thing that happened there? And now we got this thing with the eggs. But you talk to anyone in the food industry, and they'll tell you, boy, we still have the best and safest way to deliver food, period, anywhere in the world. You got to start to question some things, because is it somebody slacking, somebody not doing all the things they're supposed to do when they're checking eggs, for example? Or how does that happen? How do you get the tainted eggs? All these years of eating eggs, there have been bad eggs in the past, but this kind of a recall, it shows you how deadly it can be, how it can spread, and not to be a fatalist, but it turns your attention to, if I wanted to get to a bunch of people in America, what would I do? The obvious thing is the blowing up of the bridges or the tunnels or any of that kind of stuff, and they're trying to shut us down there, so what's the best route that I could take, maybe? Maybe something with the food supply. People thought for years after 9/11 that it would be a crop duster kind of thing, that somebody would do a plane deal, but that they would drop poison onto people through the idea of going, you know, pumping it full of stuff on a crop duster and hitting people that way. But this would be another way besides computers, because computers and hacking into computers and shutting the systems down is a killer. But the food supply is the other thing to really start to think about, that how easy it could be, perhaps, to get into the food supply. And the eggs prove that out. I hope they can the FDA can trace that back to figure out where they know where the tainted eggs came from. They don't think they're beyond the two farms, but let's hope that with these investigators, they're still trying to figure out what caused it. Let's hope they can narrow that down, because that's key. How did this happen? They're saying that the chicks came to the farms from a Minnesota hatchery, and when they came there, that's the first step of the process, nothing. They were not ill. So the contamination probably happened when they were in Iowa, and they're looking at the sites on the farms where the hens lay the eggs and where they were reared to try to figure out if they can, I mean, to try to trace it. That's what they're trying to do. Figure out where this outbreak specifically happened. And now they're also wanting to know what the FDA knew, meaning the House Energy and Commerce Committee is investigating, and they want detailed information about the operations. When did they know what they knew? What is it that happened? You know, when did they know this was happening with these illnesses? There could be as many as 1,300 to 1,500 linked to the eggs. And this is the scary number, and why I'm spending so much bloody time on this. The CDC is saying that for every case reported, so you heard me say 1,300 to 1,500, there could be 30 or more unreported cases. Now, I'm not brilliant at math, but I'm not that bad either. You start to calculate that, how much does that add up to? And how many other states now? We're saying 22. You know, there's been a massive push for food safety for a long time that there needs to be more improvement. But there really aren't very many rules that make companies, that require the companies basically to, you know, make the eggs along with the other foods that we eat much safer. So then we're always so stunned. I think it goes to opening our eyes and paying attention to what we're doing and what we're eating and thinking a little bit more about that kind of stuff. It's important to find out when they're trying to gather up all the evidence, where did this contamination take place? Where did it happen? And it's hard to do that. The farm, there are not a lot of standards, they say, in the area. There's not a lot of compliance. And then it goes back to the problem of not enough FDA officials either to go and do the testing. That's frightening, isn't it? And wasn't it a long time ago, I've mentioned this on a previous show, that we talked about egg standards over a decade at least, that they needed to be toughened, but they really haven't been. 800-259-5791. I guess I'm back to the same question. You worried about your eggs being scrambled, being too well done, or being tainted?
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready?
Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All right, coming up, we've got dollars and cents. We'll see if it makes any sense to you in talking about a couple of different huge settlements. We already mentioned one at the top, the whole blunder of the Tiger Woods thing. I'm sure he's glad to have it in his rearview mirror, but the two of them, like everybody else in the world that's divorced, will still be connected because of their young children. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Kate.
What's Dave? Up, man? What's going on?
Hang on. I'm doing fine. Listen, you were talking about your eggs being attacked and so forth. You're worried about that. That's not how it'll happen. What does everybody in this world have to have?
Water.
Amen, girl. You got it. They'll hit the water supply, our little Muslim brothers, and when they can't take us over one way, they'll try to take us over another, and you're going to see it in your lifetime.
Oh, boy, I hope not, Dan. But you know what? I think that the one thing that you do have to think about is that's, you know, if I'm, let's put it this way, if I'm Janet Napolitano, and that's why I brought that up about the eggs, which I think she should not, by the way, be in that position of Homeland Security Director. But the best person we could possibly have for that job, if that's what they're doing, and then that's the idea, is the security of our country, boy, oh boy, besides the whole border mess, you have to worry about the food supply, and Dan's right, the water supply, too, because everybody needs the water. And if you don't have clean water to drink if you cannot survive without water. I mean, what happens when people are trapped somewhere and they don't have water? They die. If they have water, they can survive. They have a much better chance of surviving longer, certainly. Oof, let's hope that doesn't happen in our lifetime. Let's hope that I was talking about this segment coming up, dollars and cents. Let's hope somebody has enough sense to put some things in play that would make us that much safer. You know, that's the kind of questions you talk about when you get closer to 9/11. Are we safer at the airports? Our food supply? What are we thinking about when we're in this computer era of the internet and the power grids and all that other sort of stuff, when where things are controlled? What are we thinking about when we worry about the avenues of possibility of terroristic attacks? What would be the next frontier? All right, so that's a loaded question. Anyone want to take it on? Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. You've heard mine throughout the years, and we've had people on. In fact, we're going to have Jeff Atticott on our next show, our terrorism expert who speaks to the FBI and all kinds of groups, and in fact started a school on terrorism law because there were so many things starting to happen and there was so much not known about terroristic law, we'll call it, and what you could and could not do. That's what he stepped into, and now he's become a sought-after speaker and advisor. So we'll ask him about that, about food supplies and the water and whatnot, and what's being done or what he thinks should be done to try to prevent that as much as you possibly could prevent it. Do you remember where you were when the Minnesota Bridge collapsed? I remember where I was. I was in the middle of a show that I was doing that had to do with financial matters, and it was an IPTV facility where I was, and it was interesting times on the stock market. We were talking actually about the price of gold, and if this was a couple of years ago, and so if you had had gold then, it would and you had it in your pocket, it'd be worth so much money now compared to what it was then. So there were all kinds of stories that were going on, and one of them was gold and what was happening in the market and whatnot. And it was 2007 when the bridge went down, and the engineering firm responsible for the bridge's inspection had to pay. 13 people were killed in the collapse of the bridge. It happened at rush hour. $52.4 million, that was the settlement that was reached between the victims and that firm that I just mentioned. And it's the URS Corporation. They were the ones who were responsible for the bridge. And they were concerned about punitive damages in the settlement because they're thinking that there may be, you know, that they might have to end up paying more. They started these talks back in February, and the motion for punitive damages was filed on June 28th. The state of Minnesota, the construction company, also set aside money for the victims in 2008. You know, here's the thing. Not for nothing. It's good that the families get the money, absolutely, and they should pay, but it does not bring up back the people who were killed. No amount of do-re-mi can compensate somebody, can compensate the so-called victims for the loss. Imagine your mother being trapped in the car, and that's it. The last conversation you have with mom, boom, she's in this horrible accident because of negligence. The one thing it did is typical of what happens in this country. It woke up a few people to the problems of supports on bridges and checking to see who was at fault in this collapse, what other bridges were faulty in the U.S., and there were a ton of them, hundreds of them, if you remember. So the plaintiff's lawyers argued that URS, they were in charge of evaluating the bridge for the Minnesota Department of Transportation, failed to recommend improvements to the bridge despite what were clear warning signs, corroded, buckling gusset plates. So the one thing, the fatigue and the fracture characteristics of that bridge, That was the one thing that woke up the rest of America. Our mothership is in Minnesota. So, Matt Johnson, I'm sure you are very aware of the bridge. And you were there. I know the aftermath and talked to people in Minnesota on a show that I was doing. But you were right there when it was happening. Do you remember that day? Do you remember when the bridge went down and what that was like?
Yeah, I remember it. It was because I was actually in my car heading home from school at the time. And it's not like where I was driving, but it was where my girlfriend at the time was driving to and from the school she was going to. So I was all panicking, calling her up. And then I was getting one of my buddies actually lived right down by the river, and he ran out with his phone and started just snapping pictures and sending them to all of us, and we couldn't believe it. It was crazy. It's just something that you don't. I mean, it's a route that everyone takes all the time. There was a Twins game that was happening that night, and there's just, it's just one of those things that you never think would happen, and it's a route that you take every day, and it's all of a sudden that, boom, that road's gone, and it's in the water. You see all the pictures of people just struggling.
Oh, yeah, and some of them making it, and some of them just, it's that what if I was 2 minutes later or if I was down that road, like you said, here you have a girlfriend that could have been on the road, but I'm not on the road. That's always that kind of a thing. And a lot of people in the country were talking about, like I said, that really you look at the metal on the bridges and the layers. If there's rust, if there's flaking on the ground, I've seen that. And how many dilapidated bridges are there in the U.S.? When you commute to work, do you think you go over any of those bridges? Do you ever even pay attention? It made people pay attention, and I hope some of these bridges were fixed or certainly are on a list to be fixed when you talk about capital improvements and road work. It's really more road work, right? So, okay, potholes are important, but hello, what about the bridges? And there's lots of places that have spans that are faulty. They're just worn. That's what happens. You think of the tons, giant rigs in some cases that go over the bridges, the overpasses, and just all the wear and tear day after day after day, forever and ever and ever. And they're not looked at. They're not looked at. So maybe the one thing that happens out of it, the silver lining this many years later, 3 years later, is that more people pay attention, more government entities are putting money toward the bridges when you're doing improvements. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, what's going on in Texas nowadays there, Kate?
There's always things rocking in Texas. Are you kidding me? I was just talking about the bridges and the bridge supports. Do you have a lot of bridges that look kind of worn and corroded in your neck of the woods?
I usually just pray when I cross a bridge.
In the name of the Father and the Son. Yes, I got you.
Oh, we got black eyes. We got white eyes. We got snow. Oh. I mean, you know, driving up here in Michigan is a thing about faith all in itself, really. You know, when I first came up to Michigan, I was driving in Ohio, which is south of Michigan. So I'm thinking Ohio is warmer and Michigan is colder. So the speed limit in Ohio was 65. I got to Michigan, the speed limit was 70. So I'm thinking these people up here don't care. They don't have the same mentality about driving as the rest of the world. Because, you know, you'd figure colder, more ice, they would want to drive slower. But I don't know. Maybe they just slide faster that way and save gas.
There you go.
Yeah, people up in Michigan, they don't play around. When they want to go somewhere, they go. And, you know, they got deer. They just kill the deer and put it in the trunk and keep on going. I mean, you know, people in Michigan are tough. Let me tell you. Like, you know, most people, they barbecue, like in the summer, people in Michigan will barbecue any time. In the winter, they will barbecue.
Tomas, I love that. I love that you said that. That's great. So is Tomas right? Are the people in Michigan the craziest of all? Hey, hit that deer. No time to waste. Slap it in the back. Roadkill. Now, there's a question. Where's the worst roadkill in America? I've seen some crazy things in my time. Hang on. We're back for more.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here's a great fair or foul, since it seems like we're always going down the money path. You know, we were talking about the compensation and the Minnesota bridge collapse, and I said the one silver lining is the fact that other bridges have been repaired that are in heinous condition, and probably there are many bridges that still need repair, but perhaps they're at least on a list now, and you have a better chance on a wing and a prayer, like Thomas is saying, that maybe it'll actually get fixed so during your commute, a bridge near you is not going to collapse. Well, how about this? So that I told you about that amount of money. SeaWorld was fined $75,000 by OSHA for three safety violations, and one was classified as willful after an animal trainer was killed, remember, back in February. And they released this statement that talked about SeaWorld knowing of the inherent risks of allowing trainers to interact with dangerous animals, but then went on to say, and this is in a release, that it required its people, its employees, to work within the pool walls, on ledges, on shelves, where they were subjected to dangerous behavior by the animals. And they went on and on, blah, blah, blah. And this was a 12,000-pound killer whale that killed a 40-year-old trainer. And people were watching some of them while she was being dragged underwater. So she died from drowning and traumatic injuries to her body, including her spine, ribs, and her head. What I think is so crazy about the OSHA thing is the fact that it's only a $75,000 fine. Does that seem minuscule to anybody? $75,000? And then talking about the, you know, OSHA fines a $1 billion company $75,000? Are you kidding me? And this is part of the problem with the government red tape. This is part of the problem talking about these working conditions. Come on now. That's all that is so puny. It's ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. So all of the disasters we've had, like you add them up, what are the significance of workplace disasters? The oil rigs, that comes to mind and which has happened. Coal mines, how many of those a year do we have? So, yeah, SeaWorld knew of the risks of the trainers interacting with animals. Of course they did. The trainers know that, and so does SeaWorld. But according to OSHA, you have to have a safe working environment and have to be required to work safely, regardless of whatever it is you do. So what do you do if you're working with killer whales? What were they supposed to do? But really, honestly, my point of the whole thing is how ridiculous. I mean, OSHA to me is useless, and that's my point, I guess, because this company's fined $75,000. And then you wonder about the mines, and then the people say, well, what is that? I mean, $75,000 for a human life? Are you kidding me? SeaWorld should have been fined at least $1 million, at least. And they could have afforded that, and then some, and maybe they could have made some better working conditions. So fair or foul is definitely foul in this case. I mean, outrageous. And if I'm the family members, I think it's jaw-dropping, too. I mean, look, she knew that she was doing something that was risky, granted, all that stuff. But the fact that OSHA comes down so heavy-handed on so many things, and yet they just basically tap the hand of the SeaWorld folks. They didn't want that to happen to the trainer, but they had to be sitting in an office somewhere far, far away from microphones and television cameras saying, yeah, 75,000. Yeah, that's nothing. We'll get that in 2 hours when people come through the turnstile. Got to be more careful. How do we comply with the OSHA standards? Got to tell our trainers to step back a little bit further. And I'm not making fun of what happened with her because it's terrible. It's awful what happened. I mean, you think of a life dedicated to working with those creatures, and that's the way she goes. Ooh. And that's certainly rough for the people who witnessed as well, because there were kids there. But the fact of the matter is the fine just does not equal what happened. That's the bottom line. It does not equal it. No way, no how. It seems like we've run a theme here on this Hour of America tonight, coming back to the same thing. It's like the previous show I was talking about, the wealthiest school that has ever been built now is opening in California, or the one that costs the most money. And California now is delaying paying $2.9 billion of subsidies to schools and counties in September. And it's a month earlier even than they projected. So to save cash, they don't have a budget. That's what they're doing. And they say that the 90-day deferrals have to start next month instead of October to make sure there's enough money to pay bondholders. So the amount is, in addition to the $3.2 billion the state pushed back in July. Bottom line is, they are so screwed in Cali. Oh, those IOUs and how they're going to pay for everything from healthcare costs, contracted services, supplies, all of that. I mean, are you kidding me? And now what happens in these schools? It's going to be a problem. The cash flow problem, big time in these school districts. How are they supposed to survive with that? How does that work? and because investors want their money back. Investors were demanding 112 basis points of what they call extra yield on the state's 10-year bonds, above those of the AAA-rated municipal securities. That's what the bond thing is important to know about. That's why. So the payment deferral was a way to let recipients use state IOUs to pay the fees and taxes basically owed to Sacramento. Man, that's all I can say. They are really stuck there. And then they have that crazy announcement about the school, about the school that cost $578 million. I can think of 558 million things you could do with that money in California versus putting, look at the state, delayed. It's a massive budget problem. And then at the same time, you hear the thing about the schools, insanity. I mean, crazy. Absolutely nuts. Nuts. This is also nuts. We're keeping tabs on what's happening in light of the BP spill, and geez, ooh, you know, hey, it looks like it's all cleared up. Don't worry about it. So there was a little bit of a panic earlier in the day about these dead fish that are starting to show up in Mississippi. You know how they have parishes, too, in that area. The St. Bernard Parish, they reported that they've got a large fish kill at the mouth of the Mississippi River Gulf outlet. But it doesn't appear, and I say appear cautiously, to be related to the oil from the BP leak. Because what happens is they're trying to come to this conclusion that it was caused by low levels of oxygen in the water. And then that extreme heat causes the oxygen problem. And that can lead to the fish dying off. And they believe the fish that were found floating dead near the bottom weren't part of the BP leak, that they were actually part of this lack of oxygen. But the only thing fishy about that fish tail is there were thousands. I mean, you're talking about 15,000 dead fish. And it was different species. So you have crabs and stingrays and dead eels and speckled trout and redfish. Just sort of name it, and it's all dead. And, you know, it was floating in the area that was there to catch the oil from the leak. But for now, they're trying not to jump to the conclusion. So somebody in a room said, oh, it's the oxygen. Now, that can happen. The oxygen thing can happen. But I'm just saying, we might be a little bit skeptical. You think it's a fishy story? Get some of your thoughts day or night, americatonight.net.
What, are you kidding me?